The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Churches have historically been viewed as sanctuaries, safe places for people hoping to avoid arrest for being in this country without papers. Likewise, immigration authorities have not picked up parents who were taking their kids to school. But at the ACLU of Virginia, Executive Director Claire Gastaniaga says some parents no longer feel safe bringing kids to their classrooms.
We currently know of children 8, 9 years old who are now walking to school unaccompanied, creating risk of harm to them because their parents are afraid to leave the house.
Likewise, some may be avoiding hospitals. And from a public health standpoint, Gastaniaga says that's a problem.
If people are sick, particularly if they have communicable diseases, you do not want them thinking that if they show up at the hospital and get treatment for measles or mumps or tuberculosis or pneumonia or whatever it is, that they're going to be taken off to a detention center.
That's why Virginia's Congressman Don Beyer has introduced a bill that would make it law, putting churches, schools, and hospitals off limits to immigration officers intent on arresting undocumented residents. I'm Sandy Houseman.